At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started.
Hello and welcome back to another Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen from Sunny Mary Meadow. And today we are talking about marketing your flowers to florists, how to do it professionally, profitably, and without losing your mind. So florists can be amazing wholesale partners, or it can turn into a frustrating time suck if you don't go into it with the right expectations and boundaries. So in this episode, we're going to talk about pricing, packaging, presenting your flowers, finding florists who are actually the right fit, why stripped stems are your secret weapon, and a tool that I'm loving that makes wholesale outreach way easier. So plus I'm sprinkling in some of my own stories, you know, the good, the bad, and hilarious attempts over the years. So tip number one, speak their language. So let's start with the basics. If you take nothing else from this episode, please remember this. Florists want stem counts in tens, not bucketfuls, not a nice big bunch, not about 25 stems if you count the shorties. They want increments of 10. Why? Because that's how wholesale works in the florist world. So 10 stems per bunch, 10 dahlias, 10 lilies, 10 sunflowers, and always, always, always price per stem, not per bunch, not per bucket, not per sleeve. Florists need to calculate their costs very quickly and confidently. So if they have to guess or ask for clarification, they might just skip you. So, you know, if they say, how much is a lilies per stem? And I say, well, these are 220 a stem, minimum order, 10 stems per variety. Perfect. I'll take 30. Had I said, oh, it's $22 per bunch, she probably would have said, well, what's a bunch? Because even though I know that bunches are typically 10, she probably doesn't know that I know that because she's probably had bad experiences with other flower farmers. And so just keep that in mind with those increments. Tip number two, know your worth and theirs. You cannot price your flowers in a vacuum. You need to know what imported and domestic wholesale prices actually are. So I regularly check Boston Terminal pricing, Lenbush Roses, Kohler and Drom. Even if you don't buy from these places, if you don't supplement anything wholesale with what you do, whether domestically grown or imported, you should still know what they're charging because your florists know what they're charging. So a few years ago, I was selling lilies to a florist and, you know, I told her, oh, I'm thinking about $1.50. And she looked at me and she's like, that is too cheap and yours look way better. And I was so thankful for her. Shout out to Taylor from On Time Floral. But that is the power of confidence because she let me know. She's like, Liz, if I don't tell you what you're doing, like you're going to undercut. What are you selling it to the customers? Like just all of these things. This pricing exists for a reason. And we all, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone what they need to price, but it can be a dangerous game, a race to the bottom if your goal is to be the cheapest. And we don't want to undercut each other. We don't want to undercut the florist. I say this all the time, but the greater our collective offerings, the greater our industry thrives. So if local florists, if florists are using locally grown flowers and people are excited about that, they want to buy there. If your flowers look good, if a bride has beautiful flowers at a wedding, all of the guests that are engaged are like, oh, I want beautiful flowers at my wedding. The cream of the crop always rises. And the more people have that, the more they want it. So just keep in mind, you know that pricing and don't undercut. Tip number three, bring some samples, but not your whole cooler. When you're introducing yourself to a new florist, bring some samples, but not your entire inventory. So show up with a curated section of what's looking its best right now. So, you know, I once showed up when I first started doing this like 3 years ago. I had 3 5-gallon buckets of everything I had blooming, and I just thought I was being generous and showing variety. And she just looked overwhelmed, and she picked out a couple things and was like, this is gorgeous, but I really don't have time to sort through this. And now I just bring a few bunches of showstoppers. So whatever's freshest, highest quality, and I make sure each stem is stripped, hydrated, and ready to use. But more on that in a minute. Tip number four, not every florist is your florist. Here's where I learned the hard way. Some florists are just not going to get it. They want carnations that last a month in the cooler. They want roses that open perfectly in 24 hours and last until next week. And that's fine, but that's not your product. So, you know, I once spent nearly 45 minutes trying to explain why my dahlias don't last more than 5 to 6 days and why that's okay for event work. The florist kept saying, but I need them to hold in a cooler for at least 2 weeks. And eventually I realized I was trying to sell high-end farm-to-table meal to someone who just wanted frozen pizza. The good news is when you find florists who do wedding and events, they get it. They know not everything has to last forever. They value beauty, uniqueness, color, movement. I have one florist who begs me for jewels of opar, gomphrena, amaranth, the stuff that adds movement and fragrance. And they might not last very long, but they make the bouquets unforgettable. And we work really well on the timing of her event and when they're blooming. So find florists who need what you grow. Do not waste your energy trying to educate the wrong audience. Taking a quick break from today's episode to share a little bit about my work as a professional speaker. In the next few months, I'm headed to Peoria, Illinois to speak to a room full of insurance professionals with a talk that I call What's the Worst That Can Happen? It's a no-fluff pep talk on the importance of life insurance backed by real life experience. Then I'll be in Western North Dakota a few months later at Fusion Conference, sharing how I built my thriving business by going deeper, not wider, with my customers, showing entrepreneurs and leaders the power of meaningful customer relationships over chasing every opportunity. Then a few months after that, I'll be speaking at the Forum of Executive Women here in Minnesota, encouraging women in business that it's okay if you don't want to niche down. You can build an ecosystem, a life and business that reflects all of who you are. If your group, conference, or company needs a speaker who brings heart, humor, and hard-earned wisdom, someone who leaves audiences both fired up and deeply grounded, let's connect. I speak both in person and virtually all over the U.S. You can visit LizFidlerMergen.com to learn more, and I look forward to hearing from you. Tip number five. This is my secret weapon. Stripped stems are a premium product. So let's talk about one of the biggest value adds you can offer, stripped stem. Every florist I've worked with raves about this. There's no leaves in the water. There's no rubber bands to cut off, no sleeves to rip off. They literally just plop them in a bucket and start designing. One florist told me, you saved my assistant an hour and a half of stripping and sorting. That is huge. That's probably $30 worth of labor. And honestly, sometimes I'll charge more for that, or I'm really confident in like, these are stripped, ready to use. These are better than what you get from the wholesaler. And I'm not just selling stems, I'm selling ready to use stems. That is a huge value to them. So it's like selling pre-chopped veggies versus handing someone a whole head of cauliflower. Think of it that way. Number six, make it easy to buy from you. You need to treat this like a business. That means get your ST3 form or whatever your state's equivalent. You know, that way you're not charging sales tax to wholesale accounts. Get that form from them. Have a consistent system for billing. So whether it's Venmo, QuickBooks, invoices, make it clear, make it professional, and offer consistency when it comes to pickup or drop off. One of my florists, she has her own buckets. So she has 10 totals. She drops 5 empties off when she picks up her flowers and then takes the 5 full ones. She knows which ones are hers. I know where to put them in the cooler, and it is smooth sailing. You do not want to be scrambling to find a clean bucket when someone shows up. Number 7, a professional presence. So I am going to give a quick shout out to my new platform, farmerstoflorist.com. For just $15 a month, you get a custom directory listing, and you can choose the URL, your city, your farm name, whatever, and you get an exclusive email automation. So that URL could be farmerstoflorist.com/Sunny Ridge Farm. Or it could be farmerstoflorist.com/Mankato, Minnesota. Mine is farmerstoflorist.com/St. Joe, Minnesota. You can make it whatever you want. And like I said, you get this exclusive automation email setup. So when a florist visits your page, fills out the contact form, they immediately get the next steps on how to order from you because it automatically sends an email to them with the next steps that you wrote. Like you literally write what you want that email to say and customize it. And then you also get a notification in your email inbox whenever someone fills it out. So if you don't hear from them, if they don't follow the next steps, you can go ahead and email them, call them, whatever. So it is, and you can decide whatever information you want from them. I only have name, email, and then whether or not they're wholesale or bridal, because mine is pretty standard on the email back. But some people have the phone number. Some people, you know, whatever works for you. So it is a clean, professional way to look legit, even if your farm website isn't fully fleshed out. And let's be honest, this is a wonderful way to direct florists to your wholesale only info, okay? Because if you give them your general website, if you give them your Facebook page for your farm, even though I talk about abundancy versus scarcity, even though I believe that there is room for everything, there will be people who initially might get turned off by thinking that you are competition, right? So they'll see it and they're, you know, you're constantly selling directly to consumers and maybe they don't want to buy from you for some reason. And so this just is a very clear piece of the wholesale side of your business. They don't have to filter through about your stem bars and your subscriptions and your U-picks and like try to find the wholesale piece. This is literally just wholesale information and it gives them a dedicated place for wholesale info and shows that you value their business. So to sum it all up, speak the language, sell in tens and price per stem. Do your research, know market pricing and check wholesale sources. Be selective, bring a few samples, but not your whole lineup. Match the vibe. Find florists who value local, short-lived blooms. Sometimes they're longer, sometimes they're shorter, but they understand the magic of them and they don't expect carnations that last a month. Charge for value. Those stripped stems will save them labor and that is worth money. Get legit, sales tax forms, billing systems, bucket swaps, smooth operator. And then don't forget to use some tools. Farmerstoflorist.com can give you a polished professional front end for wholesale customers. So marketing to florists doesn't have to be scary. It requires a little prep, a lot of confidence. You're not bothering them. You're offering something they need. And when you do it right, it's a partnership that benefits both sides. So if you're interested in signing up for farmerstoflorist.com, go ahead and click on the florists at the website. There's an episode note here. It's $15 a month to get signed up. We are up to almost 20 farmers so far. I'm really excited for how the directory is starting to shape up. And that's all we have for this episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. If you love this one, please screenshot it, share it on Instagram, Facebook, tag me at Flower Farmer Forum. I love seeing what you're working on. So until next time, bloom and grow, my friends. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form,
plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.
Hey, flower farmers, are you looking to connect with florists who truly appreciate the beauty of locally grown blooms? And florists, do you wish you had access to fresh, high-quality flowers straight from the farm? Well, I have the perfect solution for you, farmerstoflorist.com. It is the ultimate marketplace designed to bring flower farmers and florists together in one easy platform. So as a farmer, you can showcase your seasonal availability. You can connect with florists. You can get your name out there. You get listed in the directory. And you can sell your flowers at premium prices without a middleman. And as a florist, you can get access to farm fresh, locally grown blooms that your customers will love. And these are going to be vetted farmers. These are going to be farmers that understand the quality that you need. And they're not going to just try to sell you 5-gallon buckets of whatever they have going on. So no more scrambling to find the perfect flowers last minute. I would love for you guys to check out the link in the episode notes. Get signed up. We are still offering a special if it is available. The first 20 farmers to sign up for this platform get the setup fee waived. So you just have to pay the monthly premium. There is an entire episode explaining this, but go ahead, click the link, reach out to me if you have questions, and let me know what you need. Thanks.